2 Corinthians chapter 3, all right, the last verse, it says, with an open face, we all with an open face. You see this open face? That phrase means we all haven't had the word revealed to us in that situation. So God quickened the word to us. That's when our face was opened, right? You know when the Bible says, don't be a hearer, that a hearer beholds his natural face in the glass, right? Which means that you saw something in the word. That's the mirror there. You saw the word, and then it says it forgets what manner. So that open face is an encounter with the Holy Spirit when he opens the word to you. It says, beholding, now we go on, as in a glass, which means as in a mirror. You are looking at it as though you are looking into a mirror. You are looking at that thing. It says, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit. And it says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So this is that perfect law of liberty. It comes by as we behold, as we are looking at it as in a mirror, God's word there. It says, all right, he that continues therein in that perfect law of liberty right there. Now, let me read 1 John to you. Put up 1 John chapter 1, but I'll read it from in Greek. Well, let's just read the first verse here. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, which our hands have handled, of the word of life. Now, let me read it in the Greek Bible. Now, this is not just a translation of a Greek word, all right? But to read it as the Greek thought, you know, you can say something, and if you just take the word, you might miss the meaning, all right, which means in that language, they are communicating if you look at it. So let's look at it in the context of what they were saying, right? It says that which was from the beginning, which we have heard with the present result, that it is ringing in our ears. So when it says which we have heard, in the Greek it says with the present result that it is ringing in our ears, which we have discernly seen with our eyes, with the present result that it's in, all right, our mind's eye. That which we have gazed upon, which is a spectacle. And the meaning of a spectacle as a spectacle. A spectacle is a striking, visually striking performance. And our hands have handled with a view to investigation that which is concerning the word of life. And this aforementioned life was made visible, and we have seen it with discernment and have it in our mind's eye and are bringing back to you the message concerning that life. That which we have seen with discernment and at present is in our mind's eye. And that which we have heard and at present is ringing in our ears. We are reporting to you in order that you, that as for you also, you, or I put 1 John 1:3, put 1:3, third verse there. I want to show you something. It says that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is the Father with the Son. Now, if you just read that in English, it looks like we are sharing this with you so that we can have fellowship together. We'll both know the same things and be talking. So that, all right, and this kind of talking is what we are doing with the Father and the Son. But the way it reads in Greek is this: we are reporting to you in order that as for you also, you may be participating jointly in common with us in the fellowship with the Father and the Son. In order to understand that when we fellowship, you will understand how we fellowship with the Father and the Son. Do you get what I'm saying here? So he said, the secret to our fellowship with the Father and the Son that brings about, look at the next verse, fullness of joy, and I don't have time, if you go to John, you know his answered prayer. He said, it's because that which we have heard is constantly ringing in our ears. That which we have discerned in the word is always before our mind's eye. He said, this is the secret to the fellowship that we're having with the Father. In other words, the woman with the issue of blood heard of Jesus. Now think about this. She heard of Jesus. A thought concerning Jesus entered into her. And then she said, all right, if I may touch, which means she heard of Jesus. Some people might have heard and didn't say anything. That's where he died. Now, she said, if I may just touch this hem of his clothes or garments, I shall be made whole. And she started going. Now, think about this. There is a woman of substance that has spent all her money on physicians, and she has gone worse, and she didn't mention that in what she was saying. There was no discussion about what she was going through. There was no discussion about what she had experienced. All she was saying was this: if eye will touch, which means with the revelation, she disconnected from anything. And the only thought that she was allowing in her mind, she brought every thought in obedience, that if I will touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. That word whole there paints a picture of what she was seeing. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, the woman with the issue of blood to get healed, all she said was, if I will touch the hem of his garment, and all she did was touch, and that was it. All right? But she kept saying it. She didn't carry, you see, problem is that if you carry all the thoughts of, oh, in business, this is what we're saying. Oh, in business, you don't know how much money. Somebody comes to meet you, so how is business? All right? Or somebody comes and says, I heard you just had a bad side in business. Things didn't work in that. And you need to say, yes, you know, it's all these civil servants. They are not just civil servants. They are evil servants. They are the, you know, that's what they call evil servants. They are the problem in ministry. All right, these directors, I was about to, I've done my business. And, you are talking about what happened instead of talking about what God is about to do next.
Yeah.
Are you following what I'm saying? Talking about that, I said you must only entertain thoughts that describe where you are going to. That is the visa there to it. Only thought that those that enter the. I'm telling you, the first landlord I had where we were in Yaba, he told me something. I said that time thieves came in, something happened in property, people were fighting, we didn't know that they spied. So they came and took our first, you know, powered mixer. And I felt bad. He don't look at me. He's coming. Far. Why are you looking depressed? You know, you will buy more mixers than this in your lifetime. He said, I have failed in many businesses. You see me, I'm a wealthy man. Failed in many. He said, but when I fail, even the car I used to drive, I will leave it in the office where we failed in business. No paper, no car, no biro. I leave everything. I walk away like it never happened. It's history. He said, they said, let us pack the paper so that the next business we're going to do, at least we'll use this paper. I said, I leave the paper. Anything that shows me the failure, he said, that is the end of it. He said, Pastor, I made furniture, we're at one down. In other words, don't have much furniture we've left behind. Chia, he said, I will leave it. I don't want any attachment to anything that will image the failure. New chairs to sit on. New way the office will look. Do you understand this? All things are passed away. All things become new. You don't have to apply the scripture. So, now, we're beginning to use words, all right, to speak. And when you understand words, it means pictures are being painted. So if I say I have a red Tecano Dacuna outside. You don't know what I'm saying? How do you know I don't know what I'm saying? No picture is formed. Okay? But if I say I have a red Volkswagen outside, then a picture is formed. And 99% of you formed a beetle. Let me tell you why you formed a beetle. Let me tell you why. There's a power of language. Because even though a Passat is a Volkswagen car, when you talk about it, you call it a Passat. You don't call it Volkswagen. A Jetta, you call it a Jetta. But what you call a Volkswagen is that Beetle. So when I said Volkswagen, the Beetle quietly, you can't stop that image from coming. It just comes out and says, I am here. All right? And it's the last Beetle that made an impression on you, just changed it to red. That beetle there you saw in 1982, is back. Beetle. All right? That's what you saw. Effect there of words. Imaging them. So how then do we dominate our environment and walk in the perfect law of liberty where boundaries are broken? Yesterday I put this on Facebook. Part of what I said was, as Christians, we must demystify the word impossible. We must demonstrate through our lives that the boundaries do not exist. We must prove that the perfect law of liberty is in existence through Christ. Our lands must be inhabited, as Zechariah prophesied, as towns without walls. How then do we dominate? All right, we are kept down, and the world squeezes us into its mold by using this same process, which is why we said, a good man out of the good treasure, an evil man out of the evil treasure. What does the world do? What the world wants to do, all right, is to suggest thoughts from the environment of limitation and weakness, all right, to suggest, you read the newspaper and say, well, the reason why entrepreneurs are not succeeding is because the infrastructure is not, they suggest it to you. Now, what we want to do is, the perfect law of liberty is like the law of lift. A plane is going and goes up. The reason why it goes up is not because the law of gravity is not working. So the people that are going up is not because the environment has changed. This case cannot go up, but a bigger plane will go up. Not because the law of gravity is not working. The law of gravity is working. The environment is the same on anybody and everybody. But there is another internal law that is not visible that they have enacted that nullifies the effect of that external one. So there is a law that can nullify the effect of your environment. How do we dominate? We are kept down. The world squeezes us into its mold by using the same process. Thoughts are suggested from the environment. We speak them continuously. Then they become imaged in our hearts. And with that, they become flesh or materialize. On the other hand, what we're saying is this. We can form, with our words, new images suggested from the Word of God. Regardless of the thoughts of others. Regardless of the conditions. Regardless of our environment. And if we continuously use these words that form these images, right, until, and you know, the reason why it might be difficult, more difficult to form images from revelation and thoughts of God is because you might not see examples. That's why strong mentors are good, because what you see in the Bible, they might be living it, so you can quickly use their lives, right, to create that kind of image. And I say this, all right, that I traveled. And when I go to America, I see people who broke through, let's say, 1989, 1992, who, you know, built edifices and all of that. And you come after 20 years, and they are still in the same auditorium. All right? But Nigeria is really not like that. Can you imagine a former president went to a church? There were 10,000 people that Sunday morning. And he said, even though your church is small, you know, God still works with few people. The reason is because he was just coming from camp. So if that man thought he had broken through, by somebody say, you know, because when you see it, it images something on you. Are you following what I'm saying here? That what you are believing is some rose in that place. you understand what I'm saying? That's what happened. You can't stop anywhere. All right? So on the other hand, but the world, poverty, you see it. When you open television, the image of poverty is there. Lack, you see it there. All right? That's why you shouldn't hate images of abundance. I told you that some people were saying the rich also cry. You see all kinds of people abusing lucky people on Facebook. It's beef now. In fact, I saw somebody sent it, one of the ministers here. He said he was driving his car. When people are getting stuck, some people say that, thank God I don't have a car. You see the problem with cursing yourself out of beef. All right? He said that was the day it dawned on him that all these people are abusing private jets. It's the same thing that he's doing them. Because the car man is abusing private jet, the walking man, the bicycle man is abusing the car man. It's the same thing. If they put you in a private jet to fly, you will never regret it. You will never regret it. Listen to me. If you bought a private jet and take you to London in a private jet, you, I promise you, will not come down from the private jet and say, never again. you come down and say, okay. In fact, let me tell you this. If anybody says, let us fly together in a jet, don't enter. Because if you enter, listen to me. You'll be sad any day you enter commercial. You'll be very sad. It's not the same thing. So you say, well, maybe you can enter the jet so you can image it well. Okay? All right? So regardless of the thoughts, all right, so you say, well, this is the abundance I want. Regardless of what's going on around, regardless of the dollar, you keep looking at yourself at that level. That's the perfect law of liberty. Don't bring the dollar into that image. Do you understand what I'm saying? Keep looking at the perfect. See yourself, that spectacle, that striking display. You are looking at it. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, when we do this continuously, What happens is that once we realize the condition that we're looking at inside us, in other words, that condition is realized, I'll explain this, all right, then, which means that with our hands we handled it, then we are on course for the manifestation of that thing in our life. So just one more thing after that there. Okay, what do you mean by realize the condition? If somebody gets a job, looking for a job for 2 years, he got a job last week, he'll be almost for like 6 weeks, he'll be in a permanent state of being high and happy. There's a condition that, you know, he'll just be happy. Ah, what's happening? You know, I'm starting in 4 weeks' time. Ah, what's happening? I just need to travel and quickly come. You know, now you are in that state, okay? And let me just say something, I'll close, I'll take up. That's why it says rejoicing is the most powerful form of faith, because rejoicing means to enjoy the feeling, that's that condition, of being in possession of something while you are singing, while it's not yet yours. However, let me just say something, why this is powerful, right? Scientists have said, that studied the brain, that they've looked at it, the most powerful sense among all of them is the sense of feeling. And that therefore people act more on their emotions than on their intellect. In fact, I read a book that says, we are not rational beings as we think. You don't make decision based on just your intellect. It's how you feel about that thing. That's why in advertisement, it works. Because they know, all right, that if you can create a feeling while they're watching the advertisement, right, there's a tendency that they will buy based on that feeling. What do you mean? What do I mean by this? Can you imagine they sell cigarettes and on the cigarette box they put it there? You are likely to die from taking this thing, and people are still buying cigarettes. Why are they behaving irrational? If they told you if you drink this thing, you'll die. You won't. Why are they buying it? Because adverts are out there that will see the person smoking and he'll be in a convertible and a beautiful woman will be there, and they create that feeling of success and associate the feeling to the cigarette, so that what they're trying to tell you is that you will feel this way if you smoke this. Aye! But they just create the feeling. So people think that they are buying that feeling for how many of they sell cigarette now. All right? Buying that feeling for that cigarette, does that? But it's not so. Fast foods, with all the shout, don't eat this. McDonald's is selling. Because they create a feeling. All right? You put the burger, they put all of that, you know, they'll make children feel, they'll do all kinds of things. All right? The woman will be eating the burger, you know, all of that. And they are smart. What they do is they use association. You don't know, let me just say this, I have it. It is all these full fast food companies that started gyms. You know this workout. You know people used to work out before. My parents, I don't know anything like workout. I never saw my father work out. Never saw my mother work out. And they were standing strong. This workout thing now that is new, let me tell you where it's coming. It's fast food. They will do the fast food. Then they said, in order to divert the attention of people from them, people are sharp. Let us create this gym culture, so that anybody who is struggling will say that when you see somebody and say, why? Go to the gym now. Go to the gym now. You will not say, stop eating what you are eating. But the problem is what they're eating. But you say, go to the gym. Go to the gym. So now everybody is Jimmy. God help us. Jimmy, wait. Okay, before you gym, change what you are eating. You want to lose weight, I guarantee you 21 days fast, you are dry. All this your Jimmy, all right? So what do? They want to sell beer. They associate it with one of the most powerful things, Champions League. What if a player drinks that beer, he won't play properly. So the beer has nothing to do. But if you love football, I see Rolando score after that, the hurricane came. Olympics being sponsored by food companies. McDonald's, Coca-Cola. Then you see Usain Bolt running. He didn't touch those things. That's why he can run like this. But they've associated themselves. So you see Usain Bolt, then McDonald's burger comes out. A cheeseburger. So when you want to buy it, you know, you confuse Usain Bolt. what I'm trying to tell you. All right? That, you know, you have to. They do all kinds of things. All right? So you must understand what is going on. All right? And understand. And when you get this word into a place where it crystallizes, look at it next week. All right? And then you understand. The last thing you've got to understand is that when you have a dream, adversity will come. Adversity is tailored for that dream with the lessons you need to learn to succeed in life. It is not opposition. Once you understand that, adversity, once you have a dream, the Bible says it came for the sake of the word. It is tailored for that dream. But there are new lessons you need to learn. If you do refuse to learn, that's when the heat gets tough. If you know that, yes, let me start learning now. Wisdom comes. The sun has heat, but it also has light. Are you firm? If you don't see the light, then you stay in the heat. All right? Once you get that, you're on your way. What does that mean? Let me tell you this. Let me tell you. That's why feedback is so important. Once you are pushing something, right, and you're moving, things begin. When a plane is moving, the lift comes from the wind opposing it is what carries it. So your position, and that's the last thing here, your ability to respond correctly to the environment is the last thing. Right? Once you do that, you're on your way. All right? To where you ought to be in life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. And by the power of your spirit, we ask that you establish us in this truth and in all righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening.